This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Inside Parliament with Montague. With support from the Houses of Parliament.
Hey up, you're back. Good job too. This debate has been going on for hours and I need to stretch my legs. Want to come with me? You can be my lookout as we investigate some of the secret spots here at Parliament. No, this isn't right. We've popped up in St. Stephen's Hall. A very interesting part of Parliament, but not the one we're looking for. We need to go further down, underneath the floors. Any idea what's beneath these stones? Well, we're gonna find out. But keep watch, all right? Now, I bet you're expecting to see a pile of old boxes or some pipes. But it's St. Mary's Undercroft, a big chapel right under the walkways here at Parliament. Beautiful, isn't it? Oh, I love it down here. The floor is made up of the most intricate tile patterns, and there's amazing, sweeping arched vaults above our heads. Everything gold and decorated. All over the ceiling you've got foliage, dragons and animal heads. So much detail. I reckon it's the prettiest and most peaceful place in Parliament. But it wasn't always so quiet, I can tell you. Now, this lovely chapel was built in the 13th century. Although, like most of this place, it's had a few makeovers. It's been a storeroom, a kitchen, a wine cellar, and even a stable. The old stones tell me that Oliver Cromwell, who was Prime Minister 400 years ago, even used it for his horses. You don't always want to believe what stones tell you, though. This chamber held a surprising secret in 1911, a time when women were fighting to be able to vote like men could. Emily Wilden Davison hid down here, near the chapel, in a cupboard, no less. She was a suffragette, and she was protesting about the exclusion of women from the House of Commons. Because she hid on census night, her address had to be registered as being the House of Commons. So for that one night, she wasn't excluded. Pretty clever, that. Or at least not excluded on paper. And it drew a great deal of attention to the cause. It wasn't the only protest here at Westminster by the suffragettes. Some of the women chained themselves to metal grills in the public viewing gallery over in the Commons. You see, what it was, only the women's area had grills across the windows, and they said that was just ridiculous. Why did women have to peer through bars when men didn't have anything in their way? Eventually, the grills were removed. You can still see them in the windows of Central Lobby if you visit. Poor Emily Davison was killed in 1913 in what people think was another act of protest. She threw herself under the King's horse at the Royal Derby. Terrible tragedy. Not least because Emily didn't live to see that the cause would be successful. Some women did get the vote in 1918, 5 years later. These days, St. Mary's Chapel is a place of worship again, and a lot more peaceful. Well, except when there's a noisy baby at a christening. Did you know that places under buildings are called undercrofts? That's how the chapel got its name. And there is another undercroft that's got a few secrets to tell. We're under a different part of the Houses of Parliament. Right beneath the Lord's Chamber, so we'll have to be quiet. Now, there's not much down here these days. But in 1605, not too far away from here, there were a busy storeroom and one where a certain Guy Fawkes crept one night on November the 5th. Any ideas what he were up to? Here's a clue.
Remember the 5th of November.
That's right. It was the gunpowder plot. Guy Fawkes and his co-conspirators hoped to blow Parliament sky high. But the plot was foiled and Guy Fawkes was executed. Fireworks each year on the 5th of November remind us of the failed plot. Poor old guy. Not a lot of people realise he was just the bloke whose job it was to sneak the barrels in. The leader of the plot, Robert Catesby, was miles away when it all happened. Although, he came to a sticky end a few days later too. Funny to think with all Parliament's pomp and ceremony that there have been all those fights and plots over the years. There even used to be a prison room in the clock tower for MPs who broke the law. Pretty cushy prison cell, though, if you ask me. Carpets and log fires, and a few comfy chairs, too. By gum, is that the time? Right, I've shaken out the cobwebs, so it's back to the roof for me. Hope you like poking around a few of these secret spots. So much hidden history here. And now, it's time for this gargoyle to get hidden too. See you soon.
Inside Parliament with Montague the Gargoyle. With support from the Houses of Parliament. Find out more about the Houses of Parliament online on the Fun Kids website. www.funkidslive.com.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.